business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
That's right,
or
yeah.
would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, you know, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit CIPR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
And that's correct. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday in a very chaotic mood here at CITR, as always. So we're going to keep it going here. Coming up in the next hour and a half, oh boy, a whole bunch of new stuff in the world of noise. And always keep in mind, if you want to hear anything, don't hesitate to give me a shout here at 822-2487. We're going to start you off with something brand new from, this guy is unpleasant as hell. This is Prurient.
Jello Jack, the Jolly Boneless Boy. I live inside the jar beside the rooster boy named Roy. They pour me out upon the platform, and the people stare. And eyeballs in a pool of flesh, surrounded by some hair. I was a cowboy, or maybe just a bird, singing simple melodies that no one ever heard. Soaring with the winter winds and bringing in the spring, sharing air with orioles and bumblebees that sting. And making babies proud of all the bugs that I would bring. I'd sit up high above the ground and laugh as I looked down at all the silly humans as they slowly trudged around. Into the night, that bird inside my brain becomes a light that is too bright. Feeling of those steel fingers up
inside of something sticky, sweet and wet. Feel the lips of licking, licky wet liquid. Feel the tongue that touches the tips of sharp, pointed things.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show is A Noise. The name of the DJ is Mr. Luke Meat, and the music is always irritational. Let's go through that set we started you off there. Right at half past. Some new stuff. Noisemaker by the name of his given name is Dominic Furneaux, but his performer name is Pruient from Providence, Rhode Island. Really, really incredible stuff. Always agitates the hell out of me, and it's really good. The name of that album was Black Vase. The track was called Sorry Robin. And then we had No Means No in there. With their big Residence fans, those No Means No cats, and of course they attributed them with the great Residence song Would We Be Alive, and you heard there. And then after that, you heard the Residence, of course, brand new but old stuff. They have just reissued their wonderful, wonderful Freak Show record in a great, huge booklet package available to you on Mute Records, and it comes with a DVD. And if you know the Residents, they're it'll scare the poop out of you. But anyways, moving on here, let's get into some, let's see. Branca, CITR, 101.9 FM. Sonic Youth there with their newest one, The Destroyed Room, B-Sides and Rarities. Track was called Kim's Chords. And the liner notes go on to say it's a track based around a descending no-wave guitar line Kim was jamming on at the time. Fairly complete in concept, we never continued to develop it past this state, which is a fine state to be in nonetheless. I completely agree with you there, Thurston. And before that, we had, well, the guy that started the sound altogether, Mr. Glenn Branca, all the way back to 1981, off of his second release, The Ascension, featuring four guitarists all tuned to E, and Lee Rinaldo from Sonic Youth being one of the four guitarists in that ensemble. The track was called The Spectacular Commodity. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're going to move on into... Well, there's some really, really good stuff coming out on the Bra label. What do you ask is Bra? Well, be it spelled B-R-A-H, comes to you from Brooklyn, New York, and it is run by our friends from Brooklyn, and they're known as Oneida. This is their own little label. They've decided to branch out into their own territory, and so far in the last 2 years, they've released some very, very fascinating stuff. We have two of the newest things here. The first band being Nurse and Soldier. This is a two-piece featuring Bobby Matador from Oneida and his longtime collaborator, Erica Fletcher. And it's really, really pretty kind of intertwining but it, kind of music, but it does actually have kind of an avant-garde quality. After that, you're going to be hearing some, you're going to get your face ripped off by the rock stylings of Pterodactyl. Now, this isn't even in stores yet, so you lucky, lucky people. And yes, it's a three-piece, and holy noise, really, really good stuff. And then, of course, we'll play some Oneida after it. But first, the nice, sweet sonic musings of Nurse and Soldier. Thank you.
shadows of the snow.
Oneida off of the must own Secret Wars record. As a matter of fact, actually the last five records I think are must owns, but that's my humble opinion, which of course does not represent the philosophies of CITR whatsoever. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR. Let's go through what we heard there. We had a little kind of tribute to Bra Records there, which is Bra is owned by the characters in Oneida. And we had two of their acts that we just featured there, two brand new records. We started off there with Something Really Pretty by Nurse and Soldier. Their new one is called Margeliana, and that track was called Green Tea. And then we had some really, really good sonic stylings with Pterodactyl of their self-titled debut with Safe Like a Train. We're going to play a little bit of an extended track here, just about, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes long. And then we'll get back and tell you what's coming up in the next, well, for the next day or so. And holy moly, yeah, get ready. If for all you Boris fans out there, if you thought Boris was noisy enough, well, when they team up with Japanese noise guitarist premier extraordinaire Keiji Hino, it sounds a little like this.
Thursday mornings from 10 a.m. till noon, why not join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, the best of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, jazz, swing, and popular music. Join me as I celebrate the music of the golden age of North American songwriting, the three-minute masterpiece, and the 78 RPM record. That's every Thursday from 10 a.m. till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, one of the many fine quality programs here on CITR 101.9 FM. This show, however, is called A Noise. What you heard there, last 6 minutes, Keiji Haino with Boris. The old and the new meeting together. The album is called Black Implication Flooding. And every single title in pure Keiji Haino fashion is about a paragraph long. That one was called It Should Be Watched, Not to Fail to Notice These Flashes of an Accusation from Inside. Yes, indeedy. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we are debuting a brand new show entitled We Can Work It Out, hosted by the UBC Law Department. And it is a spoken word show about aspects of law. So check it out and support UBC. And at 2 o'clock, we have Democracy Now! With Maze Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. He is now here every Wednesday bringing you his finest selection of some of the best records I've ever seen out of a personal collection. And just crazy, crazy cool garage organ-fused psych. And whatever jumps out of the shelves at him or whatever kind of mood he's in. So there you go. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series. 6:30 it's the first Wednesday of the month. So yes, that means it is And Sometimes Why with Miko. And that is some really, really good indie rock stuff for you. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, our very, very, very own Julia's very, very best intelligent sexual health show in Vancouver. And then 11 o'clock, my favorite and pretty much the best thing on radio, Mr. Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So there you go. That's Wednesday. So there's no reason to not change your dial at all. Moving on here, we've got something new by Hella. And I can't get enough of this album, which is odd, don't you think? Because I don't really care for the band that much. But this new one by them has shown some leaps and bounds, in my opinion. And the title is There's No 666 in Outer Space. And this is the opener. And, oh, it's a kicker. It's entitled World Series by Hella on A Noise.
The sun and the moon. We'll be right back. cigar was ironic. You've been at it so long, it's chronic.
Whoops. Steve Albini and Shellac there with their tribute to our great country. I don't really know if it's a nice tribute, but it's a tribute nonetheless. The track was called Canada. And yes, their very first performance in Canada was in Vancouver, BC at the Starfish Ballroom. Well, Starfish Room, not the ballroom. And yes, they opened with that after a few derogatory, in-joking remarks about our country. And whatnot. What can you do? And before that, we had some Lightning Bolt off of, their now noise classic, Wonderful Rainbow, with Two Towers, Relentless two-note jamming there. And we started off there with, like I said, Hella off of their newest one, There's No 666 in Outer Space with World Series. I got a couple tracks left here to try and get through. Try to get those requests fulfilled. We'll just fade in some nice loopy stuff by Non. And that's something very prettily psychedelic there. Brand new from Deer Hunter. The new one is called Cryptograms, and kind of a different direction that they've taken with this record. They're on Cranky Records now. And I really enjoyed their first one last year. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia. Really, really, they're just all over the map. And yeah, so if you like your audio weird, keep on with that. Before that, we had Non off of Terra Incognita, off of his very first record, all the way back to 1977. And that was just simply titled Untitled Number One. Well, stay tuned for a brand new show entitled We Can Work It Out, hosted by the CORE from UBC. And yeah, that just about does it for me. Thanks for listening. Until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
CITR podcast update. Number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno-peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now I'm just hooked into the world electronically,
right,
or would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, you know, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
He's being totally unreasonable. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Welcome to We Can Work It Out, a